94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest, presents Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
I have Travis Mix on the phone. Hi, Travis.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk to you because the topic today is going to be the pink tie ball, and I went to this last year, and I know that a lot of people look forward to it, and it's a real blast, so I'm excited.
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful time, and especially to get the St. Joe area and Benton Harbor ready together and have a lot of fun. We're all raising money for a great organization.
Exactly, and the Pink Tie Ball is a fundraiser. You're the event director for Komen of Southwest Michigan, or is it just Komen in general? What is your actual title?
I am the event director for Komen, Michigan. So we serve 24 counties, 8 of the counties being in the southwest area, including Allegan, Berrien, Branch, Calhoun, Cass, Kalamazoo, and St. Joe, and Van Buren.
Fantastic. So before we dive into all these pink tie ball details, because I have a lot of them, we have a lot of them, I wanted to give you the chance to kind of inform myself and everyone else who's listening what Komen is all about. For anyone who doesn't understand what you are, what you do, can we start there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Susan G. Komen is a breast health organization that we fundraise funds from events such as the Pink Tie Ball to be able to grant back out to local health organizations throughout the 24 counties that we serve. Our overall goal and our mission is to see a world without breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And how we're able to do that is we're able to grant dollars out to various health programs that are in existence to help serve men and women who either don't have insurance or have a very high deductible and aren't able to get the breast health services that they need, such as mammograms, diagnostic screens, that all can be very expensive, especially when they start to add up. So the key thing is we want to get early detection so that we can help save lives. If you're able to find breast cancer in before it leaves the breast, so stage 0 or stage 1, you have a 99% relative 5-year survival rate. So the earlier that we can find it, the better chances that you have of surviving breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So we help provide funding for mobile mammography units to be able to go out to the rural areas. We also, for different hospitals that have applied for grants, we're able to grant out dollars there as well. In the past, we've been able to grant out to Lakeland Health, an organization called Strong Women of Faith, the West Michigan Cancer Center, the Battle Creek Community Foundation, the Kalamazoo County Health Department. So a variety of different organizations in the southwest area of Michigan to help bring more awareness to breast cancer and help get that information out there and help save lives.
Fantastic. I think you have left me questionable. I mean, and that does not happen. if we ever want to learn more, I'm sure that we could always just jump onto your website, right?
Yes, if you go to KomenMichigan.org, absolutely, you can see all that information as well as see right now who our current list of grantee recipients are. Mm-hmm. We also are on Facebook as well as Instagram and all the different social medias as well. And there there'll be up-to-date information as well about the different grantees that are out there, about mobile mammography units coming to town and all that sort of stuff as well, especially because we're trying to hit our big, bold new goal of reducing breast cancer deaths by 50% by 2026 in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, too, what you could probably learn a lot more about if you head to the website is some of the events that you guys do. And Komen, I've been to many Komen events here just in our area, and you guys do a fantastic job of putting together these really great and fun and really well put together events that allow us to help you guys raise what you're looking for. So what we're going to talk about today is Pink Tie Ball. However, what else can you give us, I guess, a list of few things that you do outside of Pink Tie Ball as well, the things that you were working on, Travis, throughout the year?
Yes. So we have our normal that most everyone knows about with Susan G. Komen, which is our Race for the Cure that we're planning and getting ready for as well. We do different events. We do an event that we just had this past week called Powerfully Pink, where we've been able to honor and recognize those that have made a great impact in the communities that we serve, as well as honor our grantees and saying thank you for them actually using the dollars that were fundraised from events like the Pink Tie Ball and actually help save those lives locally and hear from some survivors that directly were impacted by using our funds.
Cool. All right, so Pink Tie Ball, you ready?
Ready.
So the Pink Tie Ball has, I guess, been held the last few years at the Inn at Harbor Shores. However, this is awesome news. You have outgrown that location, so you're moving this year.
Yes. So for our fourth annual Pink Tie Ball, which is amazing, it's already been 4 years, we are definitely moving. We are moving to the Mendel Center and being able to grow and so that we can make sure that all those people who were bummed out last year that weren't able to get tickets are able to get tickets this year. So we're trying to hope for a record-breaking year of about 350 people in attendance. So absolutely buy tickets, and the earlier you buy them, the better. as well as we've got some great partnerships as well this year.
Mm-hmm. So Pink Tie Ball is happening this year at the Mendel Center in Benton Harbor. It's Saturday, February 3rd. I like this because it's a few weeks in advance before you approach Valentine's Day. So you can beat the rush.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you don't look like you're last minute either with, you know, those date nights. For us guys, we can easily buy the tickets ahead of time, and then we actually look like we truly did plan it and not waited till the last second.
There you go. So for anyone who is unfamiliar with what the Pink Tie Ball consists of, I guess let's just start with some details of how the night, I guess, will run. So it's from 6 to 11, and what can we look forward to at the ball?
Yes, there's going to be some great hors d'oeuvres that are going to be happening ahead of time, as well as a great talent auction. There's going to be a wine poll, a DJ there to dance the night away,
mm-hmm.
the amazing dessert bar that various people donate and organizations donate amazing desserts to us as well. And it's just a lot of fun. Get to learn a little bit more about what Komen does. We've got a couple of survivors coming to speak as well. It's just a great night to come dressed up. It's a great opportunity for the adults to get out and have a night of getaway and just truly be able to have a good time as well as support a great cause.
Well, I want to talk about some of the highlights that I really enjoyed from last year, because I went last year, and the first and foremost thing that I loved about this is it is very rare that in our area you get to dress up very nicely for an event, and this is one where you're going to see, yeah, you can wear your cocktail dress, but you're also more than welcome to like go full out dress up for this.
Absolutely. We've even had some people talking about bringing their old wedding dress and wearing that. So, you know, there's no limit to what you can wear.
Uh-huh. So you can get dressed up and get real fancy. And a side note, typically what happens with, it's still in the works. However, wedding bells typically will hook up everyone who attends with some kind of deal that they got. So keep that in mind. I'm sure if you watch your website, there'll be more details on that to come. And then in addition to the night, one of the other things that I really liked was the photo booth. That's always a hit.
Oh, yeah. Photo booth will be there with some crazy props, and, you know, there's probably going to be some blinged out bras there as well for everyone to get photos with, and it's just a great time to let loose and have fun and, again, support a great cause.
And I'm glad that you also mentioned the dessert bar, because there is a lot of really, I think I had like 7 cupcakes last year.
Oh, yes. And it's one of those things where you keep wanting to go back, but at some point, because between the meal and the hors d'oeuvres, and then the desserts, you start to fill up. But when you're on the dance floor,
you just burn it off.
Burn all that off, and then you go back to the dessert table and get some more.
So we got good food, dancing, a lot of things that even the speeches that you hear from the survivors, those are really cool to hear as well. And what I wanted to also touch base on, too, is this awesome, you could also, don't go home that night, make a night out of it and go to the Hilton Garden Inn, right?
Yes, the Hilton Garden Inn in Benton Harbor / St. Joe will be doing a special low rate of $109. And when you call them or you get their information off of our website, you can book there and get that deal. And we also are going to be providing free shuttle service to and from the hotel to the actual Pink Tie Ball.
So you don't have
to worry about having a DD or an Uber.
You just got to hop on that free shuttle, go to your Hilton, and then really make a night out of it. It's like your vacation at home for a night.
Exactly. So you can easily go home in the morning and not have to worry about the babysitter either for those kids.
Exactly. So if you're just now tuning in, we're talking with Travis. He is with Komen. Now we're talking Pink Tie Ball. Mark it down on your calendar for Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 3rd. I want to encourage you to maybe go with your significant other, but also this is great for just girls' night, or you can go alone. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Absolutely.
Let's talk cost and where I can get my tickets.
Yes, you can absolutely go to our website, comemichigan.org, and it's /pinktieball, and you can get your tickets there. Tickets are $100 a piece, or if you'd like to buy a table, you can absolutely buy a table. It's for $1,000, and that includes 8 seats, and then you'll also be able to get some great, delicious wine on your table as well during dinner service.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you like to do a sponsorship or donate something to the silent auction, you can absolutely give us a call here at the office, and we'd be more than happy to accept those and get you taken care of as well.
Yeah, sponsorship still available, program ads still available, silent auction items, they're still collecting those. What's the number to call you, Travis?
The best number to call us is at 269-341-4209.
Mm-hmm. And I got to say, too, $100 a ticket for the dinner that you get, the desserts that you get, just all the fun things that you have planned. You cannot have a date night that is this cheap, $100 a ticket anywhere.
Yeah, and that's the best part about it, and the best part about it as well is that you're also part of those tickets that are getting purchased will also go back to Komen, Michigan to help save those lives locally.
Mm-hmm. And finally, I wanted to touch base on the silent auction items, too. I think I don't want to overlook that there will be a silent auction there that night. And I remember last year, you guys had a lot of really cool and unique auction items that you wouldn't normally find. And it also helps that my favorite color is pink. A lot of things are pink.
Absolutely. And we have both, you know, from anywhere from those nice and easy gift baskets to athletic wear baskets. This year we're also going to be having an LPGA opportunity for you to learn from an LPGA and get a training session as well as one of the silent auction items. So there's going to be some really unique for both men and women at all different price ranges. So bring your checkbook, bring your credit card. We'll be able to process all of that the night of as well. Or bring cash and have a great night.
Mm-hmm. So mark this down. Again, it's Saturday, February 3rd, the Pink Tie Ball happening at the Mendel Center this year. That's very cool. So there's more space available. Tell your friends. You can get dressed up. You can go and party and have a good time, all for a good cause. And Travis, you'll have to keep us posted. Give me a call back and let's stay in touch as we get closer to the event. Maybe we can chat again and do an update.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, more details again, komenmichigan.org/pinktieball. Did we miss anything?
I think we're good. I think we'll see you there, Lindsay. We'll have a great time.
Yeah, see you in February.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Got something to say with Lindsay Kay. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's Great Southwest.